If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. I got to give you guys a heads up out there. A bad storm moving through, giving our electrical equipment a run for its money. So if there has to be some sort of glitch in the show, hang with us because we'll be back. You know, we'll get things back up if we get knocked off the grid. Hopefully it won't happen. Not doing this show. It's too empowering for folks. And we got a great show. We are going to be talking about some of the health benefits of ginseng. Ginseng's back in the news. So I thought this time I would educate you guys on what ginseng does by itself and what it does when you pair it up with some other herbs for, you know, added benefits. So we're going to chat about that. Also, we're going to check your cancer risk during the show. And if we get time, we may touch on incontinence. So we'll see how the hour rolls. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi for our military. We're holding our righteous men and women up in prayer. I'm holding all righteous men and women all over America up in prayer that we get some backbone, we get some steadfast. We just, you know, had enough, basically, and we're just going to stand our ground for what's right and say no to tyranny, right? So we're going to need some extra spiritual strength for that, so we're going to ask the Almighty. I'm seeking His face. I hope you will, too. And lift up your, you know, family and friends as well. Seek the Lord's face and mind the time. Hey, I got a poem for you real quick I want to read to you. It's called Destination Lost. It goes like this. What could be said about the lost in life? They toil for gain while making strife. They claim to be conservative, yet are liberal in their heart. They will spend others' money and with their own will not part. Confrontation is their strength and spoil is their lot. For inheritance sake, they trade and plot. Mockery is their fame, and so it they do. They will reap the harvest that will soon come due. They confess to love and put away their wife. They seek to gain and they lose eternal life. Hope you like that one. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got here in the quacker? We got bionic ears. Bionic ears in the quack report. New bionic ear technology here to restore hearing, of course. They use electrical pulses delivered from a cochlear implant, but they also are delivering gene therapy to regrow auditory nerves in the ear. So this research was recently published in the Journal of Science and Translational Medicine, and it's a new way of treating a range of neurological disorders, even Parkinson's disease, as well as maybe depression. A new way to deliver gene therapy, obviously, to the deaf. Now, ultimately, they hope to reach people who have cochlear ear implant devices that will be able to enjoy a broader dynamic tone range of sounds through this new technology. And the research has been under development for the last 5 years, and so they want to regenerate any surviving nerves within the ear. Even if it's due to age-related illnesses or environmental hearing loss, whatever it may be. Now, the scientists on board, Jim Patrick at Cochlear Limited, they supported the study. And they said it's a groundbreaking research, and it comes so far. It has been a big success. And they hope to push it even further to regenerate nerve endings and help people with inner ear problems. And I wonder if Rush Limbaugh, I wonder if he just had that. You know, he went for further surgery, but I don't know what he had. Moving along in the quack report, let's see. You want to combat insomnia, they say tap into those tryptophan-rich foods. According to the National Sleep Foundation, we've got 60% of the United States not getting enough sleep, and we've talked about sleep disorders here before on the show. Lack of sleep, pretty common. People are driving while drowsy and can't get through the afternoon. Well, they say at the core is the hormone serotonin associated with that calm, sleepy feeling. And serotonin is essential for getting a good night's rest. And so people that don't have enough of that serotonin, they're not getting to sleep, they're not staying asleep. So to sleep better, it's real important that you tap into some foods that have high levels of tryptophan. And this is an amino acid that can be made by the body to, you know, tap into the tryptophan-rich foods is going to be essential in order to make that. So the bottom line is serotonin is going to regulate your mood and your sleep cycles. And to help with that, tryptophan-rich foods are going to be part of that process. So it's recommended that you tap into some nuts like Brazil nuts, hazelnuts, walnuts, cashews, almonds. Also legumes, black beans, kidney beans, split peas. They also help promote good sleep. And bananas, they say, kind of give you that time-release serotonin, because they digest really slowly, which means serotonin is released during the sleep cycle later on, so you get that deeper, richer sleep. And also some herbs that can help you are lobelia and valerian root. Valerian root, due to their high calcium content, which also helps with serotonin and the tryptophan and all that good stuff, so you can get some sleep. All right, moving along. Last but not least in the Quack Report, heavy metals are on the list. Basically, some research, where's this coming out of? I think it's Asian continent. They have determined, due to some research, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control is also kind of in agreement, that diabetes may be linked to some of these heavy metals. So 150 million people all over the globe having some problems with diabetes. And yes, researchers in Asia just published some findings, republished them. They were first published in 2009, exposing toxic heavy metals as a major primary contributor to developing diabetes. So 50%, they say the prevalence is increasing for diabetes 50%. Between the years of 1991 and 2000, so that's a big hike, according to the CDC. So metals like zinc, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and nickel seem to all be elevated in us humans lately, they think is contributing to the diabetic pandemic. So also cancer has been linked to low zinc deficiency, so it lowers your immune system function. So the metals that tend to be low in are zinc, and this, they think, is causing, along with the other essential minerals, we're getting diabetes and cancer. So foods that are high in zinc, if you want to tap into them, obviously shellfish, pumpkin seeds, wild yam, spirulina, echinacea root, astragalus root, Siberian ginseng, and adult seaweed. And don't forget to do your cleanses to take away the heavy metals you don't need and stay healthy out there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Let's see, what do we have? We're going to be talking about the benefits of ginseng. Absolutely. A really great, versatile herb. We've talked about ginseng here before, but like I said, lately the media seems to be enamored or reinterested in the health benefits of this amazing herb. So ginseng is an herb that has, you know, a bounty of nutrition to help our body in many different ways. So this is a popular herb all over the world, and it tends to be over-harvested, which increases the cost of the herb. So ginseng is often referred to as panax, which in the Greek means all healing or panacea. So an added benefit to the ginseng is that you can use it with other herbs for a broader range of benefits. So we're going to explore ginseng and how we can pair it up with some other herbs to improve our health, okay? Well, basically, I want to first mention that scientific research is kind of confirming what the ancients thought about the ginseng, that it adapts. Because we've researched ginseng, and scientific studies have been done on it, and it suggests that ginseng is this plant that has the ability to read what your body needs and then adapts to that function. So the Asian text called ginseng the herb with adaptogens to help strengthen the human body to resist stress and disease. Now, recent research has identified ginseng as containing saponins or genosides, same thing, which have, you know, different compounds for different effects. And Russian scientists identified ginseng as the plant to use if you want saponins to improve mental and physical performance. That's why Russian athletes often will use the herb during training and competition. And herbalists like to use the herb to assist the immune system and to provide the body with more stamina to fight disease. Now, it is an indispensable herb to use when coming off a long convalescence and for those who constantly are fighting diminished mental function, maybe those with ADD, ADHD, dementia, or autism may want to tap into some ginseng root. Also, ginseng is one of those wonderful herbs that, you know, we were just mentioning the diabetes epidemic because of the minerals. Well, clinical studies have reported that American ginseng improves the body's ability to manage blood sugar levels. So the scientific research noted that these benefits can be achieved after using ginseng for just about 3 months. So if you pair ginseng, well, let's say the white juniper berry, also called juniper monosperma, or fenugreek herb, you even have a greater ability to manage blood sugars. However, the body takes its time adjusting and utilizing a natural source to lower blood sugar, so it's not going to happen overnight or in a week. You got to be patient and work with it. Also, ginseng has been used for a lot of programs regarding weight loss, and some of the research is saying that people that are overweight can tap into ginseng and help them to lose weight and lose weight faster. The herb will boost metabolism to help burn unwanted fats while it helps manage appetite. Herbalists will use ginseng with fennel seed to avoid feeling hungry and to avoid overeating. And inflammation, it's a great herb for that too. American ginseng has anti-inflammatory saponins, and it supports immune function while reducing swelling and inflammation. Research on this effect was published in the Journal of Transitional Medicine. And for greater relief from pain and inflammation, herbalists will use ginseng with other anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving herbs like willow bark and meadowsweet herb. And it's great for the female issues as well. Many women have tapped into the ginseng, the benefits of ginseng, to help with their reproductive cycles to reduce the negative symptoms like cramps and pain. So for severe cases, herbalists will even add ginseng to other female herbs like wild jam, chase tree berries, hops, damania leaf, licorice root, and dong quai. So it is not recommended, though, if you're going to use these herbs, don't mix them with prescription medicines or, like hormone replacement. Don't do that. And, you know, the men have also a side of ginseng that's going to help them. Ginseng is not a respecter of persons, so the men can also tap into the benefit of this powerful herb. So you add some ginseng to the male herbs, and erectile dysfunction symptoms are lessened or vanish altogether. So herbalists will use ginseng with the male herbs like sarsaparilla, salt palmetto, cardamom, but it's not recommended to mix these male herbs with your prescription meds, so be aware of that. All right, cancer is also on the ginseng list, because researchers at Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center discovered that ginseng helps cancer patients survive the disease and offers a better chance of life from the allopathic cancer treatments. So I'm not one that would go for the allopathic cancer treatments, but there's some people are doing that and then wanting to run to herbs to help them recover. But herbalists will often use ginseng to boost the immune system and will use it with the dandelion or astragalus root for synergistic power to help fight cancer. Actually, I use all three of them. That's what I do. I don't mess around. I'm going for it. All right. Also, ginseng has been helpful to stimulate brain function. So if you got that maturity factor going on out there, tap into some ginseng and offers you more stamina as well. This herb can help the body deliver more oxygen where it's needed and reduce oxidative stress. And supportive studies to this effect were published in the Journal of Dairy Science and the Cochrane Library. So, if you're at retirement age, you might want to just get used to using some ginseng and keep that cognitive function going. Now, it's also beneficial for emotional stress. Now, this is research out of Russia. There was a pharmacologist, Israel Breckman. He reported that ginseng helps the body deal with emotional as well as physical stress. So this herb can help reduce the need for antidepressants and anxiety meds. According to Breckman's research, ginseng helps our adrenal glands when we're under stress and reduces fatigue while it increases the body's stamina. So this is why Olympic athletes will tap into this herb. And herbalists will use ginseng with valerian root and mullein to reduce stress on the nervous system while it soothes the adrenal glands. And then there's the pulmonary system. Gotta go there with the ginseng. An Italian study confirmed why herbalists will often use ginseng with other immune herbs for pulmonary diseases like pneumonia and bronchitis. According to their research, ginseng shortens the duration of the illness by assisting the body to isolate and eradicate the pathogens. And how does it do that? Well, the herb supports the liver and other organs in the function of removing pathogens while it assists the immune system function in producing interferon, which is a disease-fighting compound. And according to the Journal of Allergy and Asthma Research, they published a study stating that ginseng reduces the symptoms of asthma and COPD. So this herb is also going to be indispensable, folks, for any future pulmonary plagues like SARS. Keep that in mind. And I'm not done with the benefits of ginseng. How long are we going to go with this? I mean, we could keep going, so let's just go there. All right, so everybody worries about looking good, you know, especially, you know, as we get older. So and the Asian population, they use ginseng all the time. They use it for a lot of ailments, but they also use it to reduce aging. So the herb is known to have antioxidants to reduce stress and to destroy free radicals and to destroy the compound called mattol, which contributes to premature aging. And what about halitosis? Well, the Journal of Digestion reported that ginseng helps to get rid of bad breath or halitosis. So the report in the journal stated that in just 10 weeks, if you use ginseng, it greatly reduced or even eliminated bad breath completely. Wow. All right, and it helps with allergies. Back in 2012, there was a study in the Journal of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, and they stated that ginseng reduces your allergy symptoms due to, in part, by it reduces a lot of inflammation. And herbalists will use your ginseng with your astragalus root and marshmallow root for even more power for dealing with allergies. And I want to give you a heads up on some ginseng, though. There are some plants that fit into the Panax family, but are not really ginseng. They're kind of cousins to the ginseng, and they do have similar properties. So you got to be careful when you do your homework on your ginsengs. There is a debate over, let's say, the Siberian ginseng. A lot of people say, it doesn't qualify to be a ginseng. It's an imposter. But I, for one, think it does qualify as authentic ginseng because it does have similar chemical compounds to the Asian and American variety of ginseng. So how can you tell if you have a real ginseng when you buy your herbal supplements? Well, true ginseng has a signature taste. It's going to have this bitter, woodsy, somewhat sweet taste to it, and you'll have some aftertaste as well. So make sure your product labels include the variety of the ginseng, and they don't just list ginseng. Also, real organic ginseng is expensive. and it will be reflected in the cost of your product price. So cheap ginseng products are, you know, suspect, and they may even be fake or have so little ginseng in the product it's not even worth buying. In addition, you don't want to let scientific gibberish fool you. So a product that claims to have, quote, standardized potency and guarantees a minimum percentage of genocides, the plant chemicals you find in ginseng, also known as saponins, well, they could alter the purity of the product. So this kind of product will include stabilizing additives and fillers, and most likely inferior ginseng root portions. So the product that states standardized potency, it sounds good to the consumer, but the consumer could be missing out on purchasing a much higher quality whole food product. Now, for example, if the whole food is used on the product, it should say, you know, the type of ginseng and maybe even list what type of the root it was used, the body, the prongs, and the fiber of the root. So you don't want anything stripped away from the ginseng root, and this offers consumers a whole food supplement and the proper effect of the ginseng itself. So you do want to check labels. The saponin difference in Asian and North American ginseng is very slight. So we look at the big picture, they do almost the same thing. The North American ginseng has about 29 genocides, which are a little more potent at stimulating than the Asian ginseng that has about 20 genocides. But according to a 99 study on ginseng by the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food, the American ginseng will assist the body core to cope with stress better. So the species, the age of the root, where it's grown, how it's harvested, is all going to affect the medicinal benefits you're going to get. You want to watch out for ginseng products that claim 6% genocides, unless the label states artificially fortified. The products that state otherwise can be a fake. So North American ginseng is grown and harvested in Ontario and Quebec, Canada, and also on the U.S. East Coast as far south as Georgia. And then there's that Peruvian ginseng. People say, is that any good? Well, the new ginseng on the market is called the Mecca or Peruvian ginseng. And is this a real ginseng or is it a fake? There's a lot of mysterious marketing behind this herb because you're going to hear stuff about, you know, the ancient Incas and that it's beneficial for this and that. But according to research from the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food, the Mecca or Peruvian ginseng contains none of the same chemical markers as Asian or American ginseng. And so you want to consider that when you're purchasing a ginseng out there. I got more, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, You can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief Formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're just talking about ginseng and giving you a heads up out there if you're shopping ginseng products, what to look for, what to stay away from. You know, that's powerful information right there, consumer information, and it's just as important that you get a quality product. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they strive to educate their consumers about herbs. They offer more protection and success when you get that information. So more protection and success toward better health, see? So Apothecary Herbs has some authentic American and Siberian ginseng products, and they sell them separately as a formula, but they also have ginseng in some of their other formulas as ingredients, and some of them are complex formulas, so you can check that out. Now, ginseng is going to be in their pneumonia, their lung, and their pandemic kits. It's also going to be part of their cold and flu package. The Three Amigos is another one. And you can also add ginseng, you know, to the other products they have on their site for allergies and diabetes and fatigue. and a whole lot more. So if you want to, check out the website, thepowerherbs.com, or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask about their organic ginseng or their immune-boosting and organ-cleansing herbal products. You can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can also get to that website dialing or typing in, I should say, herbtalklive.com. It'll get you there. And if you go on the website, be sure to click on their green button, the HMO. It stands for Herb Medicine Options. And you'll see some, you have options on coupons that you can cut and paste, put in the shopping cart, and save some money. So check that out. And also right now, right on the website live, they have a bright new big banner. It's called the Herb Detective. So I don't know how many times I hear this from people is, what herb can I use for fill in the blank, basically. So we have our Herb Detective on the website, and what you can do is you can call or click, and we'll answer the question or we'll research it for you and find out what herbs are going to be best for whatever it is that ails you, I guess. So check that out. The Herbal Detective is on the case. Yep. All right. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, we're going to talk about the cancer. We're going to check your cancer risk here. Cancer is a big, big, it's an epidemic in all over the world, mostly in America, and it's a big moneymaker for the nonprofits, right? So cancer disease, you know, it's so common now. You know, people expect it. Actually, authorities expect you to get cancer too. Kind of sends a shiver up your spine just thinking about it. Now, the U.S. statistics say that 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women are going to get cancer at some point. Just going to get it. That's what they expect you to get it. So according to the American Cancer Society, kind of prides itself on their role of informing the people about cancer and its causes, well, they offer 6 major categories of cancer risk. So apparently the other services to humanity that the American Cancer Society offer is that they conduct epidemiological research on causes of cancer. Also, they fund university labs for research, and they also assist environmentalists by advocating a healthy environment on state and federal levels. So we're going to find out if we're missing any information here about cancer, anything that would assist anyone regarding cancer risk, that's what we're going to try to figure out here. Well, let's first check into those categories that were mentioned by the American Cancer Society. One of them is genetics, they say, which is rare for people to get cancer through genetics, but people aren't taught that. People think it's common, but it's rare. Also, the other cancer risk is tobacco, and then lifestyle, you know, your diet and activity, sun exposure, radiation, of course, the mammogram thing, you know, that kind of thing, and any other environmental toxins, I guess, that can cause cancer. So those are the categories. So if you press a little further, though, you'll discover that the American Cancer Society admits that they do not keep any detailed information on any cancer exposure risks. What? Why not? Hello? Well, why would they? Because, you know, that may lead to a cure, see? That means they're out of business. All right, so if you are hoping they would provide you with additional information on cancer risk, well, I guess you're out of luck, so it's up to us. We're gonna be the detective on this today. Let's check out prescriptions, and can any of these drugs that you could possibly be on increase your risk of cancer? Well, American Cancer Society does list a brief list of medical treatments that cause cancer, like chemotherapy, radiation, and immune system suppressing medicines, of course. Now, these are treatments that patients pay for to treat various maladies and perhaps even cancer. So the last thing patients want is to get more cancer. So they do mention substances that tend to change the DNA that could give you carcinogens. So GM foods and vaccines kind of would fall into that category. So it would be the seventh category then, wouldn't it? So the corporations that make these products, well, they don't conduct cancer studies. See? All right, and here's the list. In 2004, the federal government released a list of cancer-causing carcinogens, and they titled the report Report on Carcinogens, or ROC for short. This report is published usually every 2 years by the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences. So the report includes known and reasonably anticipated causes of cancer. Their list contains 246 cancer-causing agents, and also, for the first time, they listed viruses like your hepatitis B, C, and papilloma virus. They also included, for the first time, x-rays, lead compounds, grilled meat, textile dyes, paint, and ink as increasing your risk of cancer. Well, let's talk about how important cancer is, because it is important. Because I read in these government and healthcare reports that they say cancer is important, or they quote and say the importance of cancer. And you have to wonder, what do they mean by that, really? Is, you know, that a play on words here? I have to wonder if they really want to say something like how financially important the disease cancer is to the medical community. Reading between the lines. Well, it is sort of like saying, you know, sometimes, okay, it's kind of like saying something like abortion doctor, right? The meaning associated with abortion, what is what? Well, it's death. And the meaning associated with doctor is wellness, supposedly. So abortion doctor just doesn't fit. So do you think that agencies would, you know, spend over $6 billion a year on advertising campaigns associated with cancer disease if it weren't important? Right? It's important. It's a big moneymaker. That's how important it is. If they can spend $6 billion on ads, you know it's making some serious cha-ching. So it has to be important. Breast cancer. On just breast cancer, U.S. taxpayers pay $780 million annually. So to know exactly how much is raised for cancer cures, well, that can be hard to say. We can just estimate it, but it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars. That's right. So cancer, folks, is real important. But it's not the kind of important cancer patients think it is, right? All right, let's be Sherlock Holmes. We're going to be the detective here for just a minute. Back in 1988, there was this professor of economics. His name was George Manson. His name was James Bennett, and he was in charge of economics at George Manson University. So he checked out the charitable organizations like the American Cancer Society. So according to his research, American Cancer Society held a fund balance of over $4 million, with $69 million that was tied up in land, buildings, and equipment. Now, the American Cancer Society spent only $90 billion, that's 26% of its budget, on operating expenses, medical research, and programs. The rest, $240 million, or 60% of its budget, went to generous salaries, pensions, executive benefits, and overhead. Now, the next year, he noticed the holdings were $700 million, and American donations contributed about 6% to that, so $350 million. So the bottom line is, to help fight cancer, they're only giving 26% of that budget to doing that. Now, other donations come from maybe large corporations, pharmaceutical companies, cancer drug companies, telecommunication, entertainment industry, and so forth. And you've got to ask yourself, who's on the board of the American Cancer Society? Well, heads of companies like laboratories owned by pharmaceutical companies, biotech companies, entertainment industry censors, the people that censor your TV and movies, Boeing, Viacom Inc., telecommunications, and a department store chain billionaire. So the American Cancer Society is one of the world's wealthiest nonprofit institutions. So, yeah, cancer is important, and it's going to remain that way, isn't it? Remember, the next time you're asked to sponsor the Walk for the Cure or to schedule your routine mammogram, remember that. 26%. It's all they're given to fight cancer. Well, let's get to that drug list, too. According to the folks at the People's Pharmacy, there are several prescription meds known to cause cancer in lab animals. So remember, lab animals, lab rats are used because their metabolism is most similar to human beings. So here is the list that the FDA is not requiring cancer testing of these drugs, just warning labels, okay? Hormone replacement therapy, you've probably heard about that. Used in menopause, but it does offer the risk of breast and uterine cancers. Your heartburn drugs, the Prilosec, it causes abdominal cell growth, abnormal cell growth in the stomach and can cause tumors. Blood pressure drugs, prescribed ones cause hormonal imbalance, and so that you got to watch for that. Women tend to develop tumors if they come in contact with any type of hormonal imbalance, usually. Dermatitis, the eczema topical prescription products, they seem to be associated with lymphoma skin cancer. So any of those topical creams you might want to research. Cholesterol meds, they're reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association back in 96 that the statin drugs cause cancer in rats. Cholesterol drug Vytorin caused cancer in test subjects. That was listed in the New England Journal of Medicine back in 2008. Now, statin drugs for cholesterol offer some breast cancer risk as high as 143% in women, and that was listed in the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention in 2013. Now, for men, it offered elevated risk of prostate cancer, and that was mentioned in the Journal of Prostate in 2011. So the longer that you take these types of drugs, the higher your risk is going to be. Now, Gardasil, we know about the papilloma vaccine and the Gardasil vaccine under lots of scrutiny. Dr. Christian Fiala, a general practitioner in Vienna, Austria, says that the vaccine doesn't prevent cancer, and it's not safe. And a recent report from Australia indicated the vaccine can cause premenopausal conditions, destroy ovaries 3 years post-vaccination. It's a sterilization drug, basically, is what I've been told. So other cervical abnormalities also include cancer showing up in women 4 or 5 years after the vaccination of Gardasil. Other vaccines, hepatitis is in question, the hepatitis vaccine, as well as GM foods that cause DNA modification to offer you a higher cancer risk. So out there, beware. So if you thought smoking and excessive sun exposure and genetics were the major cause of cancers, you can see that it's not. You will have to investigate everything that you are told to use and that you're exposed to. Don't take other people's word for it, that it's safe. So, you know, we're living in a toxic world, so we're going to have to just step it up and be more vigilant when it comes to getting the toxins out of the system that tend to accumulate pretty quickly. So don't neglect to do your semi-annual organ cleansing. You know, our ancient ancestors didn't have to do so much detoxing, but we ourselves do. So we've got vaccines, antibiotics, smart meters, GM foods, and the list keeps going. So, if we're not going to cleanse and nourish our body, we're going to be cancer incubators. Who wants to be that? Not me. So if you've been thinking about detoxing, you're not knowing where to start, what to use, well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs make it easy. check out their website, thepowerofs.com. You can click on Healthy Guidelines and click on the Organ Cleansing tab, and it gives you a brief synopsis of where to start and why and what products you will need to safely and effectively do your cleansing. But if you want, you can also call them up. Toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And check out their HMO, Herb Medicine Options button. You can cut and paste, copy and paste a discount coupon used in the shopping cart. So check that out. All right, we have a few minutes. Let's see, we're gonna talk about a little bit of incontinence here. Do we have time? That's a big topic. We might have to do part two next time, but we'll get into it a little bit anyway. Because there's a lot of people that have overactive bladders, and they just have sensitive nerves in the bladder wall, and they have incontinence problems. So adult diapers has become a big industry, big business. But it doesn't offer a cure. It's just a temporary solution when we have a bladder that's malfunctioning. So I read a report where some adults voluntarily are wearing adult diapers, not because that they have incontinence, but because they just don't want to take time out to go to the bathroom. That's insane. Really? But that's what they're doing. I guess if you were working on the stock exchange floor or had a job where, you know, if you went to the bathroom, you might miss something really important. Maybe then, but just everyday folk are just wearing them because they just don't have time to use the bathroom. Wow. So Japanese women, especially, I hear, are using the adult diapers because not because of overactive bladders, but because they just don't want to make the pit stop. So let's check out what's happening here. Now, there was an article in the Japanese magazine Spa and Oddity Central, which stated the Japanese women are not willing to take time out to use restrooms, and they are deciding to wear adult diapers. So actually, the adults that are wearing adult diapers, not because they need to, but because they're opting to, outnumber the people who need to wear them because of incontinence and outnumber baby diapers. Holy mackerel. TV ads all over the place, actress models wearing them under, evening wear, can't tell they're there. So it's being marketed to people just as a regular undergarment, actually. So, but those diapers, those diapers don't do our landfills any good, and gamblers are wearing them at the casino because they don't want to get up and go in the bathroom. Oh, my goodness. All right, so, let's look at our adult diaper needs in the United States. We find that these articles are worn by 25 million Americans, and discarded diapers account for about 17 million tons of garbage and make up about 7% in the landfill. So it doesn't include infant or toddler disposable diapers either. So you can imagine with Japan, they're wearing them, and they outnumber the baby diaper statistics. The landfills in Japan are going to have a problem because these diapers are not really biodegradable. And the California Integrated Waste Management Board says it would not make a dent because diapers would not break down fast enough to take 100, 500 years for them to decompose. So we got to change. I guess it's the jellyfish there over there in, I think it's Japan, they're making, or Australia, one of them, they're making diapers out of jellyfish now because they're so absorbent and they're biodegradable, they dissolve in like a month. So I guess that's the solution. I don't know. I have no idea. But right now, if we're going to use the standard diapers, we're going to go through 250,000 trees and 82,000 tons of plastic to make them. The average adult will wear 1,100 to 1,500 diapers in a year, which means billions of adult diapers sold and discarded annually. So So what does the drug industry have? A solution to this? Well, not really. They put you on drugs. They've come up with the transdermal patch, Oxitrol, and the patch contains a drug said to reduce your muscle spasms in the bladder and urinary tract. So there are plenty of warnings that come with a patch, like you don't want to use it if you have glaucoma or intestinal or stomach blockages or urination problems. The side effects are going to be blurred vision, dizziness, drowsiness, which could cause, you know, a problem if you're operating machinery or driving. Also, alcohol consumption is going to magnify the side effects. You can't have that. And you should also use caution if you exercise, because you should not get overheated while you're wearing this patch. Avoid being dehydrated and hot weather, because the patch just doesn't like sunlight. It's like, you know, it's the vampire Oxidol patch. It doesn't like sunlight. So don't expose it to any sunlight. So you could be wearing one of these patches and have a problem if you go for an MRI. Doesn't like that either. So there seems to be a lot of concern using this patch, especially if you have liver, kidney, or prostate disease. Can't wear it. It's going to be a problem. You may not be able to use the product. I mean, there's so many reasons why you wouldn't want to. And one of them is if you have neurological disease, you definitely can't have it. Pregnant women have to avoid it as well, because FDA states the patch will harm an unborn child. And the drug company is not sure if the chemicals in the patch will penetrate breast milk. So nursing moms, FYI. So actually, the drug industry offers about, well, two drugs designed for incontinence and overactive bladders. And there are 19 off-label drugs that they offer. So all of these drugs will do, all they do is temporarily block signals from the nerves on the bladder and urinary tract, responsible for making spasms and incontinence. So antispasmodic drugs are usually what physicians will roll out of their lab coat and prescription pad. And if that doesn't work, then it's, you know, on to the antidepressants to calm the nerves. And then there's side effects to that as well. You know, goodness, too many side effects. You don't even want to know. So they're not, they're just lessening symptoms, but they're not curing the problem, see. It's disease management, just like it is with cancer and heart disease, and you're a patient for life, and you're dependent on this stuff. And I can see I'm running out of time, but I do have solutions. I do have solutions, and, of course, I'll try to get into that Tuesday. But suffice it to say, you might want to check out the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, and get your life back. Seriously. Seriously, check it out. ThePowerHerbs.com. I gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.